There was a tight, petite blonde named Lily who had just broken up with her boyfriend on Valentine's Day. She knew his small cock didn't please her, but she was still feeling lonely inside. Even though she was feeling lonely after their split, she didn't let that get her down. Instead, she decided to go out and have a good time. She even put on her red lace lingerie for Valentine's Day. She went to a bar near her house and met a handsome man who seemed very interested in her. The man was tall and muscular, with a charming smile and a mischievous gleam in his eye. Lily felt instantly drawn to him, and she couldn't help but feel a bit flustered. He introduced himself as Jake, and as they talked, he seemed to be flirting more and more with her. She couldn't help but blush, and Lily couldn't believe how attracted to him she felt. She could even smell him from all the way across the room. Lily was holding back the way he made her tingle all over just by being close to her. He started flirting with her and bought her a few drinks. They really hit it off right away. And then Jake suggested that they go somewhere more private. Lily was a little hesitant at first, but she decided to go along. So they went to his place, and things got a little intense. He started to get very aggressive and dominant. Lily felt like she was losing control of the situation, but she couldn't help but feel excited. Then they heard a knock at Jake's door. There appeared a tall man with a smirk tugged at the corner of his mouth. But there was a sharpness to it, a warning glint in those dark eyes. The man in the doorway introduced himself as Nicholas, and as his eyes narrowed, he took in the sight of Lily, a tight little blonde in the room. "Well, well, well, look what the cat dragged in," Nicholas drawled to Jake as he barged his way into the apartment. "To what do I owe this unexpected pleasure, honey?" as his eyes raked over Lily appraisingly, as he moved his way into the room. Jake began to interrupt Nicholas, when he promptly spoke over him, saying, "So, you brought me a little present, did you, Jake?" reaching out to trail a finger along Lily's jawline. "How very thoughtful of you, Jake. I do so love unwrapping surprises." Lily turned bright red at Nicholas's words. She couldn't help but be attracted to his confidence. She quickly scrambled to introduce herself, stuttering with shyness, "I'm Lily." And without a response, Nicholas wrapped an arm around the blonde's waist possessively and steered her toward the bedroom, ordering Jacob to come with and to kick the bedroom door shut behind them. He guided her towards the bed, where Jacob met them with a grin spreading all the way across his face as he watched Nicholas handle Lily. Lily trembled slightly as Nicholas manhandled her onto the bed, but there was no mistaking the flush of arousal coloring her cheeks or the way her body melted against his touch. She bit her lower lip, her eyes wide and shining with excitement as she gazed up at Nicholas through long lashes. "Please," she whimpered breathlessly, arching into his grip. Nicholas growled loud in his throat, a sound of pure satisfaction at the tight blonde submission. In one swift motion, he spun her around and bent her right over onto the bed. Her skirt rode up, exposing the tantalizing curve of her ass. And Jacob was there in an instant, moving to stand in front of her. He gripped her chin, forcing her to meet his hungry gaze. "Listen up, slut," he snarled. "We're gonna use this tight little body however we want. And if you're a good girl, and take your punishment like you're supposed to, maybe we'll let you come. Understand?" At that point, Lily could only whimper and nod frantically. She was already panting with need. Nicholas wasted no time unbuckling his belt and freeing his thick, throbbing cock. He rubbed the swollen head teasingly along the blonde's dripping slit, coating himself in her slick arousal. "Fuck, you're so wet for us already, weren't you? Such a desperate little cock sleeve," he taunted, before slamming balls deep into her tight little cunt with one brutal thrust. The blonde screamed in pained pleasure, her velvety walls clenching, fluttering around Nicholas's pissing shaft. At the same time, Jacob fisted a hand in her hair and yanked her head back, forcing her open mouth onto his own member. "That's it. Take it all with a good girl," he grunted, putting himself in the warm, wet cavern of her throat. Nicholas, on the other hand, set a punishing pace, his hips snapping forward ruthlessly as he plowed into her spasming cunt. Wet, obscene sounds filled the air, the slap of skin on skin, the squelch of her overflowing juices, and her muffled squeals vibrating around Jacob's cock, buried in her throat. "Oh, yes, make my dick with this greedy hole," Nicholas groaned, reaching around to maul her big bouncing tits. "I'm gonna throw this pussy out, mark you as our property inside and out." And then he pulled down, leaving her gaping and empty. But Jacob smirked wickedly as he watched the blonde's face contort in ecstasy, tears streaming down her flushed cheeks. And with a guttural moan, Jacob slammed into her mouth one last time, grinding his pelvis all the way against her nose as thick ropes of hot cum erupted directly down her convulsing.